Ladies, gents, boys, girls, is this thing on? Welcome to yet another episode of the first X Minute Podcast. My name is Rotimi Daramola. You find me on Twitter at PAPI_D. For more podcast content, of course, it's available on Twitter, on Instagram at One for the Goals. ONEFORTHEGOALS. Speaking of this episode of the podcast, I have like 1,001 topics in my head. So I'm going to try to see if I can make sense of 10 of them, or 5 of them, or probably just 3 of them. I'll probably just hold on to the one, the chief one that has been troubling or dancing or playing around somewhere in my head. And it has to do something with how we are, as fans, quick, so super quick to bash players, call them out, call for their heads. Even managers are quick to do that. Although theirs is most times guised or disguised under the "I'm going to take the blame for my team," and then a few weeks in they start calling out players, and then a few weeks down the line they start mentioning some names and pointing fingers and all of that. We point fingers as fans, managers point fingers as the head coach or the head man or the manager in charge and all of that. Players are always at the receiving end. I remember when Mourinho was at Manchester United, and then he spoke about how players were young. Some of the players were young, and you know, he was kind of insinuating that they have not experienced life really, and of this era and stuff like that. They're too soft and everything like that. And players, they do all the hard work. They're responsible for their failure or their success. However, have you noticed that the new player comes to, say, a league like, the Premier League, and then he shines, and everybody's like, well, wait for it. He still has a long time to, you know, to stay in the league, and he's going to probably falter at some point. And then, boom, he falters or starts to falter, and the critics are out. The jury is out. Everybody's like, oh yeah, we told you. We knew it was going to come. Why is it that fans, some fans, definitely I'm not generalizing for all, some fans just decide and say, okay, a player is doing well. I remember Mendy was keeping clean sheets for Chelsea, a lot of clean sheets, and you know, everybody, the Chelsea fan base were making a whole lot of noise. Wow, look at our goalkeeper, he's doing so well, he's so fantastic. Have you seen our goalkeeper? You know, I went on a run of clean sheets like that, I think. And then the goals started popping. He started conceding the goals, I think, against Arsenal, against the other sides in the Champions League, I think, also. And everybody was like, okay, before, when Mendy was keeping the clean sheets, a lot of people were talking about how, oh wow, maybe Mendy is like the revelation of the untapped talent that we have in Africa as regards the goalkeeping department. That maybe they should start looking towards Africa, you know. And then they were remembering, is this Carlos Kameni? And they were remembering Vincent Enyama. A lot of articles came and said, oh wow, this top goalkeepers came from Africa, and Mendy is probably towing in the line. This was all until he started conceding. And, you know, people were like, hold up a minute. What's going on? Nobody was asking how did this great goalkeeper all of a sudden become a goalkeeper that can't keep a clean sheet? Most recent case was the case against, was the game against Leicester City. The two goals he conceded, the one from Ndidi, I watched the game, and I think Madison... Well, we have to call out the defenders at some point. I'll get to that. I'm not trying to defend him, but we have to call the defenders at some point, call out the Chelsea defenders at some point. But let me just finish this point. I told you that a lot of things were running in my head, and I just wanted to share with you guys. Let me know what y'all think, by the way, on Twitter at One for the Goals, ONEFORTHEGOALS, or PAPI_THEGREAT, that's PAPI_THEGREAT, GREAT. Yes. So, going back to what the fans have always said about Mendy, and then he starts conceding a lot of goals, and everybody's like, okay, that guy is a fraud. I mean, probably he's lying about his age. I mean, that's the big deal and big issue with black players. And I'm like, okay, a few weeks ago, this guy was the best thing since sliced bread. few weeks down the line, this guy is the worst thing since God knows what. Why can't fans just, you know, stick with somebody? I know there are a few people, there are a few play fans that stick, more managers that stick with their players and say, okay, you know what, I know this guy's got talent. He's just having a bad patch in form. He's going to turn out well sooner rather than later. We just need to give him time. But most of us don't give players time, especially fans. We want the results in and we want it now. I'm not saying Lampard should not be sacked. Okay, that was a total divergence from the conversation that we were having earlier. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes players especially, they need time. Remember the era in the Premier League when a player would come and a player would struggle and sweat before they even get their first goal? And then the likes of the South Americans come in and they make mincemeat of the Premier League, getting goals sometimes even in their debut, Sadio Mane to Liverpool and Aston Villa and all of that. So for players, we almost always quickly forget that they're human beings and not bots, and they need time. Yeah, 2 years is too much time if you're considering a club like Chelsea under the tutelage, or should I say ownership, of Roman Abramovich. But you also need to consider the fact that players have their highs and lows. It's what's happening on the front end that we know about. We don't most likely know about what's going on the back end. We don't know, probably just had a fight with his wife, or he's probably having a fit with a few teammates, or he's probably having probably a bit of some argument with the manager or something. So we need to give players patience as fans. And as managers, I don't know, it's a lot can be said about what's going on the front end, but I have to keep this in mind as regards impatience. Mikel Arteta with with Mesut Ozil, Jose Mourinho with Dele Alli. I'm sure history has a lot when it comes to as regards players who did not have patience. As regards managers who did not have patience with players. But you come to think of it and you're like, but there were some who stuck with their players, even though it may not have fully worked out well. Case in study has to be Roberto Mancini and Mario Balotelli. But at the end of the day, I think the managers should understand that what made the player thrive under the previous manager and is not making him thrive under my management, it's probably had something to do with management style or choice of tactics or formation or choice of style of play. And there has to be that discussion phase. Okay, this is what I want from you. Yeah, if a manager can tell a player that I don't want you, that is absolutely fine, especially if I don't see you fit into my plans, that we can describe that as, say, a mafia style of management where you just shank a player and you're like, okay, you know what? Oh, by the way, if you're wondering, shank is like a slang here in Nigeria. It's to like just eliminate somebody from your plans, let's put it that way. And you just shank them away and you disregard them or you discard them. That's fine because they don't fit into your plans. And as a manager, you are being paid to get results. If you don't get results, you're going to get fired. And you don't want somebody to be coming between what you want to achieve as a manager and the expectations you have from your bosses. So that's understandable. But when you shank a player like Ali, when you shank a player like Ozil, and we as fans, I remember what these guys are capable of, then a lot of questions come to mind. One, did they need more time? The players now, did they need more time? Two, was there a discussion phase? Three, were the managers impatient, or did they just make up their mind in a short period of time without giving, like I said, going back to point number one, giving the players time to prove themselves, to show themselves? A lot of people, we all have different battles that we're fighting quite a lot. The manager has his own battle, he's fighting. The players have the managers, they're fighting. The players have the battles they're fighting. But you think of it again and you say, okay, there could have been a middle ground. It's not all doom and gloom. If it was probably a young star who was coming fresh off the under-17 World Cup or something, you know, and he's just coming straight into the first team and then he fumbles, we say, oh, okay, maybe he's not ready for the big league yet. But these are players who have been there, done that. We have a Dele Alli who played in the Champions League final, who pushed Spurs all the way to the Champions League final under Mauricio Pochettino. How can he suddenly, all of a sudden, become a bad player? It's baffling, actually. I mean, can't we sit down and think of it? Oh, okay, Dele Alli thrived. I mean, we can very, very well say Dele Alli thrived under Mauricio Pochettino. So how is it that he is no longer a thriving player under Jose Mourinho? The same applies to Mesut Ozil. I mean, pushed out of the club by a certain Mikel Arteta, left out in the cold until he found some warmth in the embrace of Fenerbahce and its fans. Mesut Ozil dazzled. I will not forget that Champions League goal he scored. The goal he scored in the Champions League. I've forgotten that club. I think it was from Azerbaijan or something. I can't remember. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. First, mesmerized the two defenders. Okay, looped the goalkeeper. Mesmerized the two defenders. And then he scored the goal. And you're wondering, this guy is a guy that is no longer good enough. This player is a player that can no longer fit into a system that was already in place. I mean, this manager didn't go out and buy 10 new players into him. It was the same set of players he's been playing with before, under the previous manager, before the new manager came in. So the only make sense thing now is of two options. The manager was impatient, or the player didn't fit into the tactics. But if it is the first, then the manager has no right to make any fuss of it, like the likes of Mikel Arteta and especially Jose Mourinho have done. If it's the second option, where the player didn't fit into the tactics, the manager still does not have any right to call out the player. Why? Because you can simply just state and say, okay, you know what? Don't fight it. If he's not fitting, he's not fitting. Then you probably talk to him and then find a new home for him. Instead of making media rounds, you know, going on and on and on and saying that a player should do this, a player is throwing jabs, throwing proverbs here, there and everywhere. For both parties, it doesn't work out well. Yeah, not everyone will have a smooth ride with everyone. Zlatan didn't have a smooth ride with Pep. And the story goes on and on and on. Yaya Toure, maybe not so with Pep also. But there are players who had a smooth running with Pep. Likewise, Jose Mourinho, to likewise Carlo Ancelotti. I've listened to a story between the three Dutch boys. I've forgotten their name now. The ones who peppered the whole world of football in the 90s and played for AC Milan. I really can't remember them now. And Van Basten and Co. Yes, I heard they had issues with Arrigo Sacchi. Or Sacchi, as the pronunciation may be. Even though Sacchi is one of the highly, highly, very, very highly revered managers in the world. Yeah, so maybe players have their own issues too. Maybe managers have their own issues too. Won't there be a lot of peace if there's just a little bit of patience, especially from fans and managers? That's my point of view. What's yours? I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a comment on Twitter at PAPI_TheGreat. If you're looking for more content, podcast content, more of the First X Minutes podcast, of course, you can always check us out on Twitter at One for the Goals, ONEFORTHEGOALS. If you're looking for a book to read, I highly recommend my book of the month of January. Been enjoying it so far. The Shoe Dog. Shoe Dog by Phil Knight is an amazing, amazing book. I'm just like halfway in. No, I'm not halfway. I think I'm like 150 or something. I still have like double that amount to go. But so far, an amazing story of a man who started his journey to greatness. I think, a man's journey to greatness. Yes, I should rightly say. I think you should check that out. Whatever you're going to be doing in the days ahead, for once, maybe you should try not to. I don't know. If you're a football fan, don't criticize a player. It's hard, especially if the player is playing for a club you support and the player is playing, in quote, nonsense. of course, the natural urge is to kick in and yell a few obscenities and then downplay or downgrade the player. But probably you can just resist the urge, maybe till the month runs out, and then you can pick it up in February. Whatever you're doing in the days ahead, in the remaining days of January, I hope it's profitable for you. I hope you and your loved ones stay safe, and I hope, most importantly, you make the most use of your time, because while life is long, life is incredibly short. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Cheers. Bye for now.